Blog Talk Radio. Are you living with passion? Every rule in the book can be broken except one. Be who you are and become all you were meant to be, Sydney Harris. Today's topic is rather exciting. Should I or shouldn't I? Maybe I should. Maybe I shouldn't. How many times during the day or your lifetime have you asked yourself, should I or shouldn't I? Should I have? Who are you? What are you? And where are you going? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, but reaching listeners in any country in the world. The will of that which is infinite can never be finite. Everything then should tend to expansion and multiplication in our divine plan. All too often, many of us trade our passion for what seems to be the sensible thing to do. So, how many times have you found yourself saying, I should have, I should, I would have, I could have, but didn't? And you know what's really sad? All too often, many of us trade our passion for what seems to be the sensible thing to do. And we do what we think we should and lose our aliveness. Ever think of thinking out of the box? Being a risk taker? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, it's insanity. Why don't you today, just today, take that one little baby step and throw caution to the wind and just do something that is so totally foreign to you? As long as it doesn't harm anyone. And it's for the good of not only you, but for all the people. The calling number is 347-637-3789. Guest calling number is 347-637-3789. And you can email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Write to me. Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Log on www.kathywatsonspeaks.com or simplyageless.net. And then, write this down. Come on. Don't delay your success. What are you waiting for? Log on to my website with virtual portal, http://simplyageless.yourvirtualportal.net. Virtual portal technology can be used to promote anything. It works with smartphones, computers, incorporating videos. And this Sunday, hallelujah, my video will be ready to make its debut worldwide. Against all odds. Kim Bolger is a brilliant, brilliant videographer. And a couple of Sundays ago, he said, no, we've got to tape you out in the forest. And I had to wear an outfit that would relate to all of the seasons. I didn't think a gold caftan would be appropriate in the forest unless I was doing something from The Wizard of Oz. And I said, okay. Looked at the temperature, 90 degrees. Humidity, hot and humid in Chicagoland. And the wind was gusting 60 miles an hour. I think it was waiting for me. Now, we've had wind since then, but nothing like 60 miles an hour. At any given time, I thought I was going to be airborne. And I was determined. I said, you know, Tim, I'm one take. There is no way I could repeat this show. So let's get on with it. Oh, don't worry about it. Anyway, well, the Silver Fox and I, dragging all our stuff, we went to the forest preserves and climbed a mini hill. And the wind is blowing. And my little bouffant hairdo I thought was going to be like Broomhilda in any minute, but I persevered. I'm telling you again, no guts, no glory. So we finally found a bench and we opened the show. And the wind was so fierce that Tim is now working with technology to subdue the wind because you can't hear me. But you could see me practically holding on to the bench. Holding on, I don't read notes, but they were there for whatever reason. Because I love everything to be impromptu, Second City. Impromptu, improv. I love it. That's why, sidebar, with Toastmasters, I love to go to the meetings when I'm able to and take participation in table topics. Because you only have a minute and a half to answer a question, and you have no idea what that question is. Boy, does that keep the brain sharp. Well, we looked at the tape last Saturday, and the wind was just too much. And I said, no, we have to do a voiceover. I want everyone to know that against all odds, I persevered, and I was triumphant in my quest to get the job done. So we saw his graphics. Oh, you'll love it. You'll love it. You'll love it. I think it's about 5 minutes. And then all of my contact information. You know, I am a speaker. I'm an actress, exercise evangelist, mentor, coach. It shall be my pleasure to do workshops with you or to custom design any speaking engagement you want me to participate in. And my rates are individually assessed. And I'm looking out today. The wind isn't blowing. But the good news is, let me go back to Virtual Portal. I've been looking for a vehicle, a method to get me out there in the world. And this will do it. It will promote any product, service, book, invention. It's the most advanced PR and marketing technology today. And when you go on my website.net, you'll see one-on-one with Kathy. Walk on to my books and my website. It's all there. And you're going to get global recognition. I am going to get national and global recognition at far less the usual marketing costs. So think on that. And when you get excited about my video and you see how my business is going to explode, you'll want to be part of it. You could call me at 847-882-8717. Let's get back to the web. Whether it's simplyages.net or KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, it will take you to my website. Click on the video. You've all already heard, I've spoken about it so many times. It is magnificent. One of a kind. No one is doing it. No one has ever thought of pairing James Brown and the Bard. Soul songs and Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same things found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. How exciting is that? And you know, Willie Shakes was quite a guy. Oh, yeah. And this video, this production is perfect for school age, for everyone, because it's clean, it's funny, it's innovative, and Roger and I just seamlessly connect on the stage and even intervene and interject some little surprises that we don't tell each other about. So don't delay your success. virtualportal.net. The video. And then click on books. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. Right now, at this very instant, you don't have to spend tons of money on equipment. All of my methods and techniques are original, and they're natural, and the results are amazing. Absolutely amazing. And when you contact me, whether it's via calling in, email, or my snail mail, or calling me on 847, you have to tell me what show you liked, and then share with me what topics you want me to address. And if it's not in my line of expertise, I will call on the masterminds, the brilliant people. And I refer to them. I couldn't possibly be the genius at everything. So now, you slow down to choices. It's a book that every single person has to have. Log on Amazon.com. Search for Choices. Oh, introduced by Kathy Wofford. I had a great workout this morning. These are true stories. Listen to yesterday's show. Click on August 13th, because today is the 14th. And we have a happy birthday coming up tomorrow. Carl Stephen, my nephew. And we're going to his big party on the 16th in Indiana. It's a family affair. It's a gathering of the Pawn Clan. How exciting is that? And then scroll down and see the Heart of the Lion. I read my journal yesterday, part of it. And the minute you say Africa to me, I see me traversing the Serengeti, the Maasai Mara. I see me with my hands clasped. Oh, what a beautiful guest house at the William Holden Safari Club in Kenya. I see the mama rhino dashing at us. Yeah, with her intention to hurt, because she was protecting her little baby. We didn't see the baby mama. Thank goodness we were in a cabin. And Wilson said, let's get out of here. That is one mad mama. You have to see Africa. It's going to be a movie, too. And I'll let you know about that. And then scroll down. There's 101 great ways to improve your life. And that could be through Amazon.com and self-growth. Heart of the Lion, Amazon.com, and Ex Libris. You'll love this story. Where is fiction? There's a little segment that is true. You get to figure out what part is true. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And today's topic is, should I or shouldn't I? So we're going to hear from responses from all over the nation. What should you have done more? And this is, you're living your life right now. This is it. What should you be doing right now that will make a difference not only in your life, but in the lives of multitudes? I put in a call to one of my acquaintances. Her name is Terry. And she is a life coach. And I'm having trouble with my email. For whatever reason, every once in a while, one of my emails will be deleted, and I won't even know it. So, Terry, if you're able to call in today, fine. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. And I invited her to call in tomorrow, and she has her pulse on depression and so saddened by Robin Williams. I don't know. It just affected me so. Here is a man. Someone who could make so many people laugh. Suffers so deeply from depression. Do any of you have an opinion? Or a thought, strike opinion. It affected the whole world. I can't remember when the last time it was that I was so deeply saddened by a death. And this is a commentary by Cal Thomas in the Chicago Tribune today, August 14th. William's genius diverted us from our own sadness. And I want you to know he pushed a couple of my buttons. He pushed a traumatic button in me. And I had to share it with the Silver Fox yesterday. It wasn't pleasant. But I had to get it out. I had to stop playing games with my own mind. So his sadness resonated with mine. You can't suppress it. And I thought, should I or shouldn't I? Should I share this with you or shouldn't I? And I said, yes, I will. Because it might help you. And if you truly want to know what it was, you'll have to email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net or write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195, or call me at 847-882-8717. And I realized that I had suppressed this for so long that it was literally eating away at me, and I didn't know it. And isn't it almost surreal? It was almost like divine intervention that my show today should be, should I or shouldn't I? That resonates with Robin Williams and what decision I had to make. If you have something that's festering in you, write it down. Call someone that you know. Confront the person or people. Don't let it eat you alive, because I want you to know it will. And get help if you need it. Get a mentor. Get someone that would understand you. So this is what Cal Thomas wrote today. Robin Williams made me cry. Like his mentor, the late Jonathan Winters Williams, who committed suicide Monday, made me cry so intensely tears would come to my eyes. Williams' death made headlines and led TV newscasts. His comedic genius diverted us from stories about terrorism and other sadness in the world. That's what comedy does. It makes us forget our troubles, national, international, and personal, and for a moment embrace happiness. But what it did for me, I had to unplug what I've pushed down into my body for so many years, and I had to get it out. And to look at me like Williams, who seemed to be full of joy on the outside, he was apparently tormented on the inside. Let me explain something to you. I wasn't tormented on the inside. I just chose not to address the issue. And I pushed it down into my body. And all of a sudden, this divine intervention said, you can't do that. You got to get it out. Get it out. Get it over with. Put it to sleep. Flush it down the toilet. Oh. The release was magnificent. I felt like I climbed the 50 flights to the presidential tower in 4 minutes instead of 9. Now the silver fox knows. What I was so unhappy about. Now getting back to Robin, he suffered from clinical depression. Do you know that there's an estimated 19 million Americans suffer from depression? Now he tried to conquer it in the 70s and the 80s by self-medicating with cocaine, but the drug, while creating an intense high, is often followed quickly by intense depression. And you know, don't we all think, well, for heaven's sake, they have everything. They've been everywhere. Do you remember the late actor George Sanders? I don't know how he died, but he was up in his years and he said, I'm bored. I'm bored with life. There's nothing else for me to do. And I don't know if he took his life or it was just a natural death, but he just got tired. There has to be someone to love, something to do, and something to look forward to, regardless of your age. You see, many people misunderstand clinical depression. They think because someone has wealth and fame or circumstances better than others, they should be happy or at least content. Williams wasn't normal. While he made others laugh, and in his serious roles, such as that of Sean McGuire in Good Will Hunting, for which he won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor, conveyed profound, timeless virtues. He was deeply troubled. Ironically, his part in this film was that of a psychologist. He was a humanitarian. And he loved life. And a psychiatrist appearing on Fox News said, 95% of people with clinical depression are treatable. Whether Williams was among the 5% who aren't, or there were other factors, we may never know. I didn't know that his TV show, The Crazy Ones, was deleted. But that, too, could have contributed to it, and I understand that he had several high-profile divorces that he's paying, and money was becoming an issue. And I agree with Cal Thomas, who said it's sad to see someone who could make so many people laugh suffer from depression. Worse, his death and the loss of his talent add to the general gloominess that hangs over much of the world today. Well, perhaps he's at peace now. And isn't it a tad surreal that someone's tragedy unlocked the shackles of what I've been holding inside for decades? Robin Williams, you are a genius. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Author of The Elixir of Youth, Secret of the Spring Chicken, Choices, The Heart of the Lion with John Puttrick. I want to tell you about his book. Made its debut July 15th. Debut. The Second Coming by Thomas A. Puttrick. Tate Publishing. You won't put the book down. And yeah, in the book, which is fiction, the Second Coming did happen. But it's going to blow you away. Get the book. Amazon.com and Barnes and Noble. And if you get choices, you could call me for a discount, or you could log on Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble, ebook, hard book, soft copy, Kindle, Nook, and it's something that you should have right alongside of you. And click on yesterday's show, the 13th. And hear what I have to say about Joan Creveston, who is one of the authors, contributing authors. I read her story. You know, we all have a book in us. What dream do you have still dancing in your heart? You know, it could happen. Do you want to publish? Call me at 847-882-8717. Or let's begin with getting you on the air. Radio is a learning curve. Don't think for 1 minute that you could be so presumptuous to think that all you have to do is get on the air. Well, let's see what you got. I chose to offer sponsorship on my show. It's sponsor driven. But I think of you as partners. Yeah. Let's see what you got. It's a 10-week introductory offer. You can't afford to say no. It's so affordable. And I work with you on your commercial to create it. Imagine me holding an audience spellbound while I introduce you and your business product service on worldwide Blog Talk Internet Radio. And then you're invited to co-host a show with me. Let's see what you got. After the show, you get to sit and listen to yourself. On a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 being the highest, how did you rate yourself? Oh, I could hardly wait. Let me check them. In Croatian, that I could hardly wait. And these will be these. We'll see how good you are. And then we tweak. And then you come back on a little bit long to see, did you have passion? Were you on purpose? So now you're all sitting there thinking, should I or shouldn't I? If you don't do anything, the answer is no. You'll never know. So of course you should. Call in today, 347-637-3789. Get the ebook free. And let's talk about your dream. Live your dream according to you and not to anyone else. There is no limit to the extent to which we can think ourselves into the being of another. You can't. And no one could walk in your shoes, and you can't walk in theirs. We're unique individuals, and I wanted to stay that way. So why procrastinate? Should you or shouldn't you? Of course. And then get in touch with me at 847-882-8717. Or write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. You see, the iron workers jumped on board in 2006. Live with Kathy is partially sponsored with the Partnership of Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. You see, my mission and purpose is to educate you, to open your mind and your eyes, to acknowledge iron workers, and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction, to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Iron workers offering the full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn. Is it going to be college versus Zamperion of the trades, iron workers? It's your choice. Absolutely your choice. And now, you do have to qualify. It's a four-year apprenticeship. But after the 4 years, you need money. You're saving money. Your health care is in place, and so is your pension. Log on ironworkers.org. And call me at 847-882-8717 and be part of the Live with Kathy Consortium. The radio shows, the topics are varied. Maybe controversial, but never, never boring. I love going to work out in the morning. I get to see all of my comrades. They're there. And we have a little bit of a social, hi, how are you? But then we get down to business. Most people go through an exercise phase. I never outgrew mine. Hey, those of you, men and women, that are going to embrace ironworking, I don't think there's a chance that you have to go and work out after you've worked out in the fields in ironworking, because you are really getting one hell of a body workout and mental, because you have to learn how to read blueprints. Our 50-plus consortium is directed by Rika Kuff. Oh, she does a brilliant job. And if you're bored and lonely, why is that? Come on, why is it? Don't have to be. Log on heparks.org. heparks.org. We're into August. September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April. 8 months, taxes will be due. Greg McIntyre is our CPA. Oh, he does a great job. Take this down, ahtax@ameritech.net. Should you or shouldn't you? Hey, it's your choice. And your loss, because he's brilliant with finance. Oh, should I or shouldn't I believe that looks do matter?
that everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. You bet it does.
I saw a shift in my expression when I shared with the silver fox my sadness and how Robin Williams pushed all of my buttons. Not all, some. And I cleaned house. I got rid of it.
Will it come back again?
Yeah, I think so, but not as forceful as it did this time.
Did you know that stress, toxicity, and trauma are leading factors in not only premature aging, but death?
And I saw my whole facial expression change.
Did you know that stress and anger releases toxins into the body?
And good looks, if you feel good, you look good. If you look good, you feel good. It's an inside out. I know how to neutralize the free radical damage in my body. And I've been with Reviva Products for 40 years, a leader in skincare. Log on RevivaLabs.com.
All right, we have two types of people here. Now, which one are you? Should I be TNT or should I be positive, negative, powerful, positive, energetic power when it comes to my thinking? Now, if you want to align yourself with TNT, toxic, negative thinking, be my guest, but au revoir, adios. Edith Nam, ENAMM.com. Brilliant author extraordinaire. She's got this great book out. Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. It's a journey of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. Get the book. Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes and Noble. Home businesses are exploding.
How do I know? Because I had one when I was 25.
What do you think I have now? This talk radio show is a home business. I'm operating out of the comfort of my studio room, looking out over a pond with a fountain and weeping willows and swans, but they're not real. So Woody, should I or shouldn't I? I'll tell you why you should consider a home-based business. You don't need a college degree. And yeah, you are smart enough. All you need is the desire to achieve. Did you know that more people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing? Are you having trouble paying your bills? You've been downsized, got the dreaded pink slip. Oh, there is no company loyalty, so let's get over that. Are you a solopreneur, a retiree that dreams of starting your own business without investing huge capital? All I had to do was take the hats on consignment. That's another story. Write this down. www.leticia.myshackley.com. And you'll see her photo there. And then underneath it, there are the buttons. Press on the one that says about me. Oh, she was spicy and she has the formula for a home-based business, but you gotta treat it as a business. Some will, some won't, so what next? You persevere. Yeah, with a home-based business, it is a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, and pay your bills. And it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while you're making money. Who are you? What are you? Where are you going?
Can you believe in yourself? Look at Leticia's website, leticia.myshackley.com, and click on About Me. I'm going to link her site to mine. Because she was gutsy. In the 80s, she was making $30,000 a year. You've heard the story. She quit. Even Jack, her husband, nearly had a conniption fit. But 8 cars later, in 18 trips around the world, convinced him that she didn't know what she was doing. But you see, I'm going to link her site to mine. In early June, I think it was about the spring equinox, Lee made her transition. She's now a heavenly angel. But she and I worked together for over 35 years. So I know her premise. I know her thinking. I know her zest for life. Timing is everything. Jump on the bandwagon now. And make it a family affair. How sweet is that? Teach the kids about finance. None of you are doing that. It's pandemic. More people, more men and women than ever, are embracing the power of creating their own home-based business. The hours are yours. You're the CEO. And I'll work with you. We will use Lee's formula. And it's with Shackley. But it could be with anyone you want. I started my own entity, Hats by Kathy. Then went into high fashion and winning all kinds of awards. So, should you or shouldn't you? That is the million-dollar question. Hey, maybe, you know, I still have this incredible idea to clean the soles, to disinfect the soles of your shoes before walking into your apartment. Oh, and I should, and one of these days I'm going to do it, and you want to know what's going to happen? I'll procrastinate enough that I'll find that someone out there, because the thought is out there, once it's out there, the universe grabs it, someone will have grabbed it and went on to make a fortune. And in its simplicity is its difficulty. But I'll tell you about that later. Timeless. This innovative presentation of the unexpected pairing of music and literature immediately engages the audience. Roger's beautiful singing of soul songs blends seamlessly with Kathy's recitation of Shakespeare. The professional chemistry between Roger and Kathy is contagious. Hey, and this could be you. Yeah, it could be you. Should you? Should I or shouldn't I? I don't know. Could it be that maybe you should have loved more? Now hold that thought. You're going to find out what Jean Houston did. Did a study of 55 of the most creative people in the world. They had one thing in common. Each was familiar with the interior world and believed its ideas and images could spark their projects. Do you have confidence in yourself? Are you living your life according to the gospel of someone else? You are walking in their shoes. Why? Why? Oh, and then we worry that what we want may sound silly. Our friends and family may not agree. It's beyond our reach. We're not smart enough. Don't have enough schooling. And it goes on and on and on. Flush it down the toilet. No. That in the back of your mind, if that little, still, small voice is urging you to do something, this incredible global universe will support you when you take action. You can't do anything until you take action. And right now, I'm going to take action because it's time for me to share with you the PSA. I want to do it now. I could wait till later. But my should is right here. I can't believe it. The con and scam artists will do anything. They know how to sweet talk you. They know about your money. They know that you've widowed. You know if they actually read the obituaries? And they read houses that have been for sale and are sold. You know, I don't care how smart or educated you are. I don't care what your age is. You can fall victim to a scam. The people running the scams are very good at fooling others. Awareness is the best defense. Hang up. I told you I got 3 letters from all over the world. Right now, I should be a multi-millionaire. But my friend at the bank and I played the game a little bit, and the guy hung up. If you want anything, you don't have to pay for the check to be processed. Don't be a glupa guska. In Croatian, that's a dumb duck. And if you're a senior, you've earned your money. You work for it the old-fashioned way. And now you're going to let some foot talker take it from you? Well, then if you do it, you know you deserve it. It was your choice. Medical alert. You'll get an unsolicited call saying you're eligible for a free medical alert system that your friend, family purchased one for you. Then ask information about, include a bank account number, Medicare. No, never, ever. Never, ever, ever provide personal information over the phone. Call the police. And take this down. Here is the Fraud Fighter Hotline, 800-646-2283. 800-646-2283. And based on reports, and H has nothing to do with it, victims lose $3 billion a year. But the true figure is many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. 800-646-2283. This PSA has been lovingly brought to you by Reviva Labs. Steven Strassler from Humble Beginnings to Success, all in choices. Chuck Brasselton, brilliant CEO of his own company, from frostbitten toes to fingers. And to Lee, oh my sassy diva. Hey, Bell and Howell, I quit. I'm tired of making all of you guys look good at my expense. And she made it happen. She made it happen. Rhea. You know, Kathy, there are so many roads traveled in life and choices to make, but I have to tell you, Kathy, I just got to be me, and that's what I want all of you to do. Should you walk in someone else's footsteps or shoes? Well, you may have to find out what they're all about, but you don't stay there. And then my story. How I learned about what our greatest freedom is from Bill, our son, who was 12 years old, 52 years ago. It literally changed my life. And I want to remind you right now, give up the idea that things won't go right unless you worry about them. Worry is like a rocking chair. It'll give you something to do, but it will not get you anywhere. Should you or shouldn't you? Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Now, I'm going to tell you what a guy did. He had vision. It's in the Chicago Tribune today, section 1. There's a photo of Danny, posted video he recorded. He recorded while wearing a GoPro camera to YouTube. He's an iron worker. I've got to read this to you. Worker shares his view from the top. This is by Nick Aswatko from the Red Eye. The world now can see the way Danny gets to work every day at the very top of the John Hancock Center. I've climbed that a gazillion times. The view from the top, inexplicable. The rush, unattainable, unless you climb 94 floors. This month, he's strapped. He's an iron worker. They don't say what local, but he is an iron worker. He strapped a GoPro camera to his head as he prepped the Hancock's west antenna to be partially dismantled. After climbing two sets of ladders about 300 feet above the roof of the city's fourth tallest building, he started recording the vertical-inducing point-of-view footage. After posting it on YouTube, the video has been watched more than 100,000 times. I'm quoting him now, Danny. I don't think most people know what it means to be an iron worker, the 31-year-old South Loop resident said Wednesday, explaining why he shot the footage. It's so hard to explain to somebody that doesn't know. Now, typically his job involves guiding metal support beams delivered by crane into place at building sites. But he said his YouTube post was mostly to show some friends and family his newest gig. But he was surprised to see how much attention it got. A salute. Video comments ranged from users speculating about his pay for such a job to calling the video dizzying. Many other comments were a simple nope. Are we constantly petrified? No. We're pretty normal up there. We have normal conversations. Danny said most of his days, which can include more than 7 hours on the antenna, are spent sitting on a specialized chair attached to the harness he calls comfortable. The safety is awesome. We could always come down for lunch, but we don't want to make that 350-foot climb twice a day. He called his first few times on the job surreal, but said he's since gotten used to it, even though the fear never completely goes away. Yeah, there is a fear, but it's a safe fear. And it keeps you safe. He said it was always his dream to be an iron worker since seeing a TV show about it when he was in grade school. After high school, he had a new office gig at the Chicago Board Options, which he quickly grew tired of. He's now a journeyman iron worker with 14 years of experience and work on top of the Trump Tower, McCormick Place West, and other Chicago buildings under his belt. Obviously, there's a danger factor, he said, but it just looked cool. Do you have any guts?
No guts, no glory. 31 years old. And he has no fear. Because don't you know that even though iron working can be a tad dangerous, with impact working alongside of them, it couldn't get any safer. Well, accidents do happen. You could leave your house, board a plane, it could blow up. You could leave your house, get hit by a car. You get struck by lightning. Ironworking is very, very safe. And I have to repeat again, the only limits we have in our lives are the ones we place on ourselves. Now, should you or shouldn't you choose to honor what's in your heart? Or are you going to set limits? I don't know, Kathy, should I or shouldn't I reach for the stars? Oh, ain't just a risk taker. I think I'll just live my dull, passionless life. So right now, ask yourself, what do I do to love? What do I have fun doing? What brings me joy? And lastly, remember the words of Joseph Campbell, when you follow your bliss, you put yourself on a track that has been there all the time waiting for you. Ask and you shall receive. How many times in your life have you asked yourself, well, maybe I should have loved more? How many times in your life? Maybe I should have praised more people for what they did right rather than point out what they did wrong. Maybe I should have taken my parents out to dinner in gratitude for all the dinners they provided for me. Now, here's a ticklish one. Maybe I should have been marrying my best friend. And now my best friend is married to someone else, and now I'm lusting over that best friend. Too late, buddy. What took you so long? Maybe I should have remembered the compliments that were showered on me and ignore the insults. Maybe I should have prayed more. And maybe, just maybe, I should have kept my mouth shut more often. Maybe I should have tried harder. Maybe I should have gotten a massage. Oh, and I just love this one. Let me see where it is. Points to ponder. Maybe I should have. There's a guy who... We'll talk about the outhouse tomorrow. And maybe I should only dance to my own drummer. And then, just maybe, I should learn and embrace the now. What should you do today to make you a happier person?
and to make the world sing. Until tomorrow at 11:30, Kathy Watson, au revoir.